You are broke because you are stupid.
The purest form of deliverance is when your ignorance is confronted, not when you roll on the floor and deaden our carpets. You don't know nothing. Right now, as I'm talking to you, you don't know anything. Why is it there? Why am I born? Why am I here? What is my duty? What can I perform? What can I do? Nobody knows. All you want to know is, am I a pastor or an evangelist? Who is going to be my husband? Hey! I see this is their prayer request on this side. Let me try here. Do you see the difference? Some want to know, am I going to change the world? My man of God, you do not understand. There are so many mountains in my life. Turn to your neighbor, say, there is no mountain anywhere. There is no mountain anywhere. A man's ignorance is his greatest mountain. You're too stupid. You're not seeing what you need to see. Remember what I said that time when we were dealing with finances? Turn to your neighbor again. I just want to anger you a little bit. Say, poverty is not the absence of resources. It is not the absence of money. It is the absence of imagination. You are broke because you are stupid. You are still waiting to invent a plane that goes in reverse. Go into town there. You will see another supermarket selling groceries. Facing a supermarket selling groceries. No scientific, genius needed there. If you are selling sugar, I sell sugar.
That's right.
Man of God, just tell me what I need to do in business. Man of God, I'm telling you now what product to sell. Listen carefully. If you look at John the Baptist, he was not supposed to be a Baptist. The Bible says John the Baptist was simply meant to go and baptize Christ. But what he did was he waited in Jordan. Why Jordan? Because Jordan was the biggest, I would say, the biggest border area of Israel. Going into Jordan, that's where they came out of Egypt and they entered through Jordan to get to Israel. Yeah. So the man is in there knowing he was not sent to baptize everyone. He was only sent to baptize Jesus. Yes. But he didn't know who the Messiah was. Yes. So he said, everyone, we are baptizing people. Yes. He was told that when Jesus comes along, yes, you will hear a voice coming from heaven. Yes. Recognizing him, he said, now how would I know who Jesus is in order to baptize? He said, everyone, you are being baptized. Yeah. So every day he stayed there. When Jesus walked in, he heard the voice. He said, So what was he doing? He was using it as a canvassing tool to just check the real one. You know, to check the real one. Mm-hmm. So what you do is baptize every business, sell anything until the one. Just sell whatever you sell until the real one comes. You will know this one. This one is the one anointed. We know no man after the flesh, but after the spirit, we know everyone spiritually. Forget the battles that these people are fighting you. Ha! You think I lose sleep because a preacher is fighting me? No, those are losers. I can't even bring the battles before God. God will say, it's not a battle. You go to your altar for Sarah gossiping against you. You're a useless Christian. It's not a battle. Father, you know what they say against me? I don't know. That's why God never gives you prosperity. It will be too much for you to handle. Do you know if God gives you $1 million to you right now, it's a sin? You can't handle it. You'll kill yourself. Okay. What? Ask any mother here why they don't give their children a knife. Is it a bad weapon? No. It's a utensil in the kitchen. But you know this one is 2 months old. I'm going to come back and he's dead. You're too childish. Your prayer life shows you're too childish. Here we have spirits and heavenly bodies predicting your coming here to earth, and you are praying against Maruza. So God knows you are useless. You need to mature a little bit so that if I give you 2 million, you know exactly where to put it. I think I have a suggestion just for you people, not for these people, just for you. Don't suffer from approval addiction. It doesn't matter who doesn't like you. This is not beauty contest. No, it's life. Real life is not beauty. I don't care what you think about my face. What do you think about my leg? I don't care. The first day I arrived in Britain, my brother showed me his house and said, this is where you're going to sleep. This is your room. I said, thank you. So I'm sleeping here. He said, yes. I said, I'm going to work. This is TV. You just watch whatever you want to watch, okay? Ah, no problem. Thank you. He left. I was in town, in Ipswich. First time to be in Britain ever. I was already in there. I saw it written, we are employing. It was called personnel recruitment. They say, we are employing people here. I entered. They said, there is something called any NI number. I told them any number I thought of. 15922. I think I gave them 10. They only wanted 6. When they go to 6, they said, it's enough. Yeah. I said, stop now. I was giving them a number that did not exist. They gave me the job. I got a phone that Evangelist Lee gave me. He said, no, you answer, this is your phone. So anytime we talk here, it's no problem. He put some credit there. I went to work. First day. Evangelist gets back home. I'm not at home. What happened to this hard Mashona type? Where did he go? This boy from Zaka, where is he now? Now he is panicking. I've taken my brother from Zimbabwe. Now he is not there. What am I going to tell my parents? The parents have to ask, how is he today? Is he okay? I'm the last born. He calls on the phone. I said, please, I'll call you in a few minutes. I'm going on break in 1 hour time. Breakaway. No time to relax. No. No relaxing mode. We're already making money. No holiday. If you don't come from a rich family, let a rich family come out of you. I'll give stories. My father was the richest in his family to whatever money he had. But every time, one time I needed shoes to go to school, and my father is already a teacher at that time and a politician, and he gets in there, and oh my God, day before real school, he bought the whole neighborhood blankets, shoes, and he came to the houses. I said, I'm trying to open. He's saying, yeah, I bought things for your school. Ah. I said, my shoes, nothing. Zero, the man is looking at me like I should have bought the shoes myself. I'm like, what's the problem? I said, no, it doesn't matter. These shoes don't matter. Don't matter. These old Madalas had some big problem. And guess what? He started telling me a story. During my time, I traveled 40 kilometers. This has nothing to do with, me. 40 kilometers you travel to school, what's the issue with me? Should I live your life? Crazy stories they will tell you. We didn't even eat. So I shouldn't eat because you did not eat. When was that? 1955. Come on. And these are the stories you tell your children if you're not wise. You tell your children the same thing. My father died when he had changed his mindset. He had received Christ. He was now preaching in spirit embers. But listen to this. You don't die in this level. Don't die at this. Don't die. Don't die like this. Refuse to die like this. I said refuse to die like this. I came to declare what stars are declaring. I came to declare what heavenly bodies are declaring. Not what men have declared. But heavenly stars.